Each year, SIU School of Art and Design awards the prestigious Rickert Siebold Trust Award to those seniors who exhibit the tradition of excellence in the arts as envisioned by the award's founder, the late Joseph Rickert, a prominent lawyer and state senator from Waterloo who loved the arts. The roughly one dozen finalists' work was officially unveiled to the public Monday at Carbondale Surplus Gallery. This year's winners of the award are Caleb Clausing of Crete, Illinois, Dallas LaCasa of Lake in the Hills, Illinois, and Ileana Cazada of Fireball, California. Aaron Scott is an associate professor in the School of Art and Design, and he is the committee chair of this year's award. And here he explains the significance of this.
The award is actually established to honor the outstanding graduating seniors. So it is a juried exhibition where they're required to put together a portfolio or a presentation that they submit, and it's a blind juried event before the faculty. And so everyone here in the show, in the exhibition, is a finalist. They've made it through a first round, and then they have the privilege of actually developing an exhibition and presenting what you see today.
One of this year's winners, Caleb Clausing, says he was inspired after seeing water literally going down the drain.
So I'm calling it the rainwater planter. So really what it is, in simple terms, it's a self-watering planter, which already exists actually. And what self-watering planters do is they have a planter on top and then a reservoir with water underneath the planter, and soil wicks extend from the planter to the reservoir and absorb water up. And so that way it actually never overwaters or underwaters the plants, so they get as much as they need and it requires no watering from the owner. And then what mine does is takes in water from your gutters that normally we let spill out and go to waste, but it uses that water. So you actually never have to water it at all.
And I'm looking at this, looks fantastic. And again, there are no electric motors, no AC pumps or anything, correct?
Nope, it just fills up the reservoir straight from the gutter. And when the reservoir fills up, it spills out the front and away from the foundation of your house.
Okay. How long have you been thinking of this idea? I guess I should say, when did you first get inspired to do something like this?
Yeah, so I think it was spring of last year where during rainstorms, I just like to go out on my front porch and I would just watch water, and watching water spill out of the downspout was kind of frustrating to me, and especially when I would walk inside and like hear about the California drought and be like, something doesn't make sense here, we're letting our water go to waste. So I started doing research, and a lot of people don't want things like rain barrels because they're a pain to use and they're expensive. So I want to design for people. Especially with sustainable design, a lot of people won't want to change their lifestyle to live more sustainably, so I'm trying to design for them.
Very well put. And one thing I notice about this too, you don't have really any open, stagnant water. Some people might be concerned about mosquitoes breeding, but that's not going to happen with your creation.
Yeah, it shouldn't. And yeah, that was definitely a concern, reading about people with rain barrels. So, and yeah, there's still more testing I'd like to do with this. But yeah, I try to enclose as much of the water as I could, so okay. Hopefully that wouldn't be an issue.
So when you graduate, where do you see yourself in maybe 5 or 10 years, and how do you see yourself and your inventions improving our world?
Yeah, I mean, I like that you mentioned inventions because that's kind of why I got into industrial design. So what I'd like to do is go to Kickstarter.com with this idea, or in websites like that crowdfund ideas, and we'll see if we have success there. If not, then I'll definitely look for a job with an industrial design firm or a major company that hires industrial designers. But yeah, I'd love to start my own business designing sustainable products.
Excellent. And again, I think this is great. You're just the phrase, I guess, in your line of study and field, the phrase thinking outside the box probably gets overused a lot. But it really is, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's I mean, there's so many things you can look at in day-to-day activities, like just little things like how can I improve this just even like a little bit, and there's a lot of money to be made in slight improvements to people's lives. So
sure.
And this takes maybe someone has a splash block or a downspout extension, and it makes it look a little bit nicer.
Another winner, Ileana Cazada, a senior in sculpture and ceramics, says her winning art was inspired by the country of her ancestors.
What first went through your mind when you were told that your work won?
I was very happy. I feel very fortunate to just be part of the finalists.
Your work, and people can see photographs on the website, it has a very kind of a rough industrial look to it. I've read your artist statement. Can you put it into the words for our listeners? What does this work represent?
It represents what Mexico is going through right now. Its people are suffering because of drug cartels, and you know, a lot of towns are being abandoned, and I really wanted to show the infrastructure of the decay and really the corrosive nature that's happening.
Okay. How long has this idea for this artwork been percolating with you?
I would say for about a year. My work has really been focusing on a more personal nature, but lately I've been pondering the idea of how do those beliefs connect to where I'm from.
Right.
Yeah.
So when someone comes in here, let's say somebody who is not of Hispanic descent, what would you want somebody to take away thinking after seeing your work?
Well, I really want them to at least just be informed about the situation and just really start a conversation about it. If that can happen, then it made me very happy.
The exhibit is open to the public this week at the Surplus Gallery, located at the Glove Factory, 432 South Washington Street in Carbondale, and will culminate with a reception, a formal banquet, and award presentation on Friday, April the 8th at 6:30 p.m. For WSIU News, I'm Kevin Boucher.